Simen Shin Samach Hei, Sif Gimel. This Sif is a long Sif, and many might find it complicated. Has many details. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah gives Hakdama to this Sif. Mishnah Berurah explains, we know from Simen Shin Samach Dal that Amavetz Mefulish Shesrabim, that means it's open at both ends to Shesrabim, both in front and back, is more chomer, is more stringent than the Mavi that's closed on three sides and it's only open on one side. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's various factors that could factor in over here. Let's say you have a Mavi that on the one side is Shrabim, and the other side, before the Shrabim, is a Chatzar. So you have a Shrabim, then Mavi, then Chatzar, then Shrabim. So this Chatzar is in between the Mavi and Shrabim on one side. So does this Chatzar interrupt it, and now it's not considered the Mavi to be full of Shrabim on both sides? Or is it not interrupted? That's one question we have to discuss. And if it's as such that the Mavi you will not be able to carry in, because it's considered the Mavi to be full of on both sides, could you carry in the Chatzar, or you can't carry in the Chatzar? Another question that's going to come up is, do the people in one asra on the other? Let's say the people in the Mavi, do they asra on the Chatzar, and vice versa? Also, we have to discuss the fact that the Chatzar is, so to speak, open to Shrabim on both sides, because one side is directly open to Shrabim, and the other side has Mavi and then Shrabim. So the Mechaber starts off like this. You have a Mavi that on one side of it, it's open to Shrabim, on the other side, it's open to a Chatzar, and the Chatzar is open to Shrabim. So the Mechaber first discusses the case where the B'nai Chatzar, B'nai Mavi did not make Erev Chatzaris together. So we're going to have to discuss this issue, do they asr on each other because they're not ma'arav Erev Chatzaris with each other. So the first case the Mechaber discusses, he says the Chatzar, the B'nai Chatzar is mutter, they can carry in the Chatzar. And even if the Pirtza between the Chatzar and Shrabim and the Pirtza between the Chatzar and the Mavi line up directly with each other, there's no problem of Chatzar and Mefulish, that's not a thing. Even if it's Baki B'Rabim, it's used by many people cut through over here, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the Pirtza is not more than 10 amas. If it's not more than 10 amas, then it's fine. If it's more than 10 amas, you have to have Tzuras Pesach, like the Mishnah Berurah explains. But if it's not more than 10 amas, so then it's not considered a Pirtza that requires Tzuras Pesach, and the Chatzar is going to be Mavi. However, the people, the Mavi, for them it's Aser. The Mavi is going to be Aser. And the Mavi is going to be Aser, even if the Pirtza to the Chatzar is not directly lined up with their Pirtza to Shrabim. Because since the Chatzar, they're not, they are Mavi, and the Bnei HaChatzar were not Ma'arav together. So you know the people in the Chatzar are Mutter, but they were Aser on the Bnei HaMavi. The Chatzar Aser is on the Mavi. Now why is this the case? The Mechaber explains, he's discussing a very specific example, a very specific situation, where the walls of the Mavi go into the Chatzar. They stick out the long length of the Mavi, the walls alongside the Mavi, they stick a little bit into the Chatzar. In a way that now, the wall that separates the Chatzar from the Mavi, so from the Chatzar side, you see it. But from the Mavi side, you don't see it, because since the walls along the two sides of the Mavi stick a little bit into the Chatzar, so in the Mavi, you don't see those side walls. Where the Mavi turns the corner, so to speak, and the Chatzar is wider than the Mavi, that fact that the Chatzar is wider and there's walls to the sides, which could be like a pass and could be something that closes up that Pirtza, it can only be seen from the Chatzar side. It cannot be seen from the Mavi side. And therefore, B'nai HaChatzar, they have themselves probably boxed in. They have Oymru Bala parts, and the Pirtza is not more than 10 Amos on both sides, and they're fine. But with the B'nai HaMavi, from their vantage point, they don't see that there's this wall. They see it, in their mind, they have a Mavi, it's Mefulish on one side, Shrabim, on the other side, it's Mefulish to the Chatzar. And because on the other side, it's Mefulish to the Chatzar, so the B'nai HaChatzar are going to ask them on the B'nai HaMavi. Even if it's as such, that's not a problem of Mavi Mefulish. You have a problem that Al Erev Chatzar is the B'nai HaChatzar, they're going to ask on the B'nai HaMavi, and therefore the B'nai HaMavi, they have a problem carrying in their Mavi, but B'nai HaChatzar, from their vantage point from the Chatzar, they have no problem carrying in the Chatzar.